With what you need to know in the news on Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenou. A special legislative committee will be created to look into why it's taking so long for legal recreational marijuana sales to begin in New Jersey. Senate President Nick Scutari says it's a constitutional mandate and that the wait is totally unacceptable.
It's been over a year, coming up on a year and a half, since the voters of New Jersey legalized marijuana. We have to have any legal sales. I'd like to know what's going on. I think the public deserves to know.
The Cannabis Regulatory Commission last week delayed a planned vote on allowing recreational sales to start in medical dispensaries. It cited concerns that there isn't enough supply and that patient needs will not be met amid the rush of customers. Extended unemployment benefits are ending in New Jersey. For the long-term unemployed, it provided an extra 13 weeks of benefits. However, with the unemployment rate now well below 6.5%, New Jersey is no longer required by law to provide the extra assistance. Nearly 20,000 claimants are affected. The BA2 variant of the Omicron COVID strain is spreading in New Jersey. The rate of transmission has moved back to 1 this morning, indicating an active spread. However, there's been no spike in hospitalizations, less than 400 patients statewide. Another COVID-19 booster has been authorized by federal regulators in case the latest variants of coronavirus cause a rebound.
The FDA's decision okays a fourth dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine to those 50 and older at least 4 months after their previous booster. Until now, fourth doses were only cleared for those 12 and older with severely weakened immune systems. About two-thirds of Americans are fully vaccinated, while half of those eligible for a first booster haven't gotten one. Statewide, 3.2 million boosters or third doses have been administered. I'm Erin Vogt.
State Senator Kristen Corrado has introduced a bill that would require both vehicle and licensing services to be available at every MVC branch. During the pandemic, services offered at branch offices were reassigned, causing customers to have to travel out of their immediate area to complete their business. Corrado's bill also proposes a AAA public-private partnership already in effect in New York and Pennsylvania that would allow AAA locations to offer serve MVC services. The state hasn't studied the cost of the clean energy transition in its energy master plan, though expects a report on it this fall. A new study says the 2050 goals can be met, but that to do it most affordably, the state would need to change its strategy.
Princeton University professor Jesse Jenkins says it's feasible to transition to 100% carbon-free electricity and reduce the cost of supplying it by 5 to 25% if New Jersey imports two-thirds of its power from out of state.
Solar from North Carolina, for example, or wind from Indiana or Illinois or Pennsylvania, where the resource quality is better and there's more land availability.
Senator Bob Smith doesn't think New Jersey wants to depend on other states and their policies, but concedes
the actions that we need to take for global climate change, we think will meet great resistance from the New Jersey public if there is a huge cost associated with it.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Verizon has acknowledged that text customers are receiving that appear to come from themselves are in fact spam. The messages show up in the form of a free message that includes a little gift and a link to click to claim it. The company said in a statement to Fox News, quote, Verizon is aware that bad actors are sending spam text messages to some customers, which appear to come from the customer's own number. Our team is actively working to block these messages, and we have engaged with U.S. law enforcement to identify and stop the source of this fraudulent activity, close quote. What would happen if by 2035 every new car sold in New Jersey is electric? And then the same for buses and trucks by 2040. The American Lung Association took a look at the potential impact on a state-by-state basis, and in New Jersey, it's major.
Michael Seelback with American Lung Association says a complete transition to vehicles powered by clean electricity generation would result in $43.6 billion in public health benefits in New Jersey.
We would avoid up to 3,960 deaths, over 90,000 asthma attacks,
and avoid 464,000 lost work days, the report says.
What we see in New Jersey, obviously, and the New York metro area generally, is there are a lot of people that live near highways.
I'm Dino Flamia.
Legislation that would bring back automatic cost of living adjustments for retired and future state employees has the backing of both Democrats and Republicans. Governor Chris Christie eliminated the increases in 2011, which withstood a state Supreme Court challenge in 2016. I'm Vin Abenou on the Town Square, Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Wednesday.